Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Nun Ches. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur three lines from the top of Daf Nunches with the question Mino Hani Mili. From where do we know that which the Mishnah had taught, that we measure the tum using a rope of 50 amos? Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav, do Omar Kra. The Pasuk says, Oirech Hechotzer Meo Bo'amo V'roichav Chamishim B'chamishim. That's the Pasuk in the context of the Mishkan. And we learn from this, Omra Torah, Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amo Medod. Medod means measure. In other words, the Pasuk mentioned, V'roichav Chamishim B'chamishim means, use a rope of 50 to make your measurements. The Gemara asks, but is it not so that this Pasuk has been used for something else? Hi, Miboyale, this Pasuk has been used for the calculation of a karpif, which was discussed quite a bit earlier in the Masechta, from which we learned litol chamishim ulisavev chamishim. Now, there is a diagram that you can refer to. It's on page 56 of the Pirush Chai, diagram 60, where you took an area measuring 50 by 50 amos, and then you took another area of the same size and surrounded the basic 50 by 50 with another area of 50 by 50, giving you a square measure of 70 plus amos by 70 plus amos, which was the dimension of a karpif, a place that was surrounded by a fence that is not designed for dwelling. That's the maximum area in which you can carry on Shabbos if the enclosed area was not an enclosed area for dwelling. That's the rule of karpif. For our purposes, though, the question is, this pasuk has already been used, so how can it serve as a source for the issue of rope length? The Gemara answers, Im kain leimakro chamishim chamishim. If the pasuk was only here to teach me one of these halachas, so it could have said chamishim chamishim. My chamishim bechamishim. What's the point of adding the base to the second word? So that base tells me shamas mino tarti. I can learn both points from this halacha, namely the area of a karpif, which we said take 50 and surround a 50 with it, plus the area, the law concerning rope length for measuring. The Gemara continues, lo pochois velo yoiser. The Mishnah had mentioned that the rope length is to be 50 amos, not more, not less. Tana, and here we have a brisa that elaborates lo pochos, not to use a rope less than 50, mitnei she marbe. That will cause an inaccuracy in the tchum measurement. Because it's a short length rope, people will tend to pull on it, and you'll end up with a measure more than that which the Torah says, or more than that which we say. That's marbe, that's the problem of stretching the rope. The lo yoser, nor to use a rope that's more than 50 amos in length, mipnei shemimait, because that way you'll end up getting to a tchum less than the desired 2,000 amos. Because let's just say, for an example, that you're using a rope measuring 100 amos in length. So you would think that you would make 20 measurements using the rope of 100 amos. However, since it's a long rope, it might sag down in the middle. So you'll be measuring 20 rope lengths of 100, thinking that you're measuring 100 amos, but you're not really getting your full 2,000 amos out of such a measure. Omer of Asi, Ein moitidin elo bechevel shel afaskimo. One is not to use a rope other than an afaskimo rope. My afaskimo. So what is meant by that? And you'll notice that we have two lashonos, the Roman numeral number one, and a couple lines later, you'll see in the Gemara a squiggle underlined, Iko de'amri, introducing a second version of this discussion. So we are inquiring as to what is afaskimo. Omer Rabbi Abba, nargilo. It is known as nargilo. My nargilo, so what's that? Om Rav Yankov explains, Diklo dechad navro. Rashi explains that this is a reference to a web type or screen or web type growth that grows around a palm tree. So we're talking about a rope made of, let's say, palm fibers coming from this web work that grows around a palm tree. Iko d'amri, another version of this discussion, my afaksimo, what is meant by that? So, number one, Rabbi Abba Omar nargila. Number two, Rabbi Yankiv Omar diklo dechad navro. So, in this version, you don't have the word nargila being explained. Whereas in the first version, after Rabbi Abba said what he said, nargila, so then Rabbi Yankiv came to explain what it is. Here, it's presented as two different items. Tanya, Omer of Yeshua ben Chananya, Ein l'cho yof sheyofe lemedido, yo yiser mishal shalos shel barzel. If you were to choose the best kind of material for making measures, the best would be a metal chain. Avomana seshere omro tero uviyodoy chevel mida. But even though in logically it would, one would think that the best material for measure would be an iron chain with a known length, nevertheless the Torah demands of us a different material for measuring, as the pasuk says, uviyodoy chevel mida. Chevel is a rope, not a metal chain. The Gemara asks, "Vaksiv, but is there not another pasuk that says uviyad hoish kone hamida?" In this pasuk, we see a kone, as a reed, is used for measuring, not a chevel. The Gemara answers, "Hahu letari." The pasuk in Yecheskel that mentions the kone hamida, that is for measuring tari. Tari are gates, the width of the gates that was referred to in Yecheskel. Toni Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef presents us with a Tanaic source, and you'll notice in the source a series of double underlines appears. So on the side of the Gemara, we note that the double underlines highlight Sidra Shel Chavolim Shainim Lepora, Lesoita, and Lemedida, the appearance of ropes in Halacha is going to be featured here in three different areas of Halacha. One is Pora Aduma, and the burning of the red cow for purification from the defilement to the dead. The Sota is a reference to a process or a ritual involving a woman who behaved immorally. She's brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and there is the presence of a rope in that procedure. And Medida, measurement, which is what's relevant to us. So, to Rav Yosef's source, we read in the Gemara, Toni Rav Yosef, Shlosha Chavolim Heim. There are three areas of Halacha where Chavolim appear. One, Shel Megeg. Megeg is a type of material. Rashi uses a foreign word for that. And the second material, Shel Netzer. Netzer is, Rashi has two pshatim on what that might be. Either it's the reference to some type of arova, peeled arova material, or another version is something to do with the palm tree material. And three, vishel pishton. Pishton is flax material. And now, further explanation. Shel megeg lepora. The megeg robe is used for the pora duma, the snan. The Mishnah says, in the context of the pora duma, koftua bechevel hamegeg vinosnua al gav marochosa. The red cow was bound together, was tied using a chevel hamegeg. and was placed on its Marocha. That's the place where it was processed on the Mount of Olives. And Vishel Nitzorim, Lesota. Disnan, the Mishnah regarding Sota says, V'achakach mevi chevel ha-mitzri v'koishroi l'malo mi dodeha. There was the procedure involving the Sota woman involved also tying a rope around her above her breasts. And that is something discussed at much greater length in Masecha Sota, so we will continue here. Shel Pishton, that's Limedita. Limedita for measurement. That's the rope made of Pishton, flax material. From flax material, we form the rope that's used for measuring. Rashi points out that this source brought by Rav Yosef is different or at odds with that which Rav Asi had taught earlier when he said that the rope used for measuring was afaksima, and we saw that afaksima might very well have been associated with a palm tree. Here, the source says that measuring is done with ropes made from flax material. Hoya modeid vihigia. This is a quote from the Mishnah where it spoke about the person measuring, and he got to a point that had there was a valley or a fence, and it said in the Mishnah, Mavlio, then v'chozer l'midoso. And he then goes back to his measuring. So the Gemara says, Mide Tani Choser Limidoso, from the fact that the Mishnah used that expression after being Mavlia, the valley, that had to do with throwing a rope of 50 amos over a valley or a depression, and then he goes back to his measuring, Michlal, this implies the Eino Yocho Lahavlio, that if he cannot be Mavlia, the canyon or the valley that's opposite the city, then holech lemokom shiyochol lahavlio. This is featured in diagram 70 of the Pirush Chai. You can see what we are referring to. We're opposite the city. The valley was very wide, and we should point out that this we discussed in our previous shiur. So, for those of you who heard the previous shiur, you'll find this to be of a review nature. So in diagram 70, you saw that opposite, on page 116 of the Pirush Chai, that if the valley opposite the city was too wide, that he couldn't throw his 50 amma rope across it, so he goes to a point at which the valley becomes narrow, and you can see that on the right-hand side of the picture, of the illustration there, in illustration 70. Umavlio, and he passes the rope over it, and Vitsofe Keneged Midaso Vichozer. So he does what you see in the diagram where he had already measured 800 amos outside the city, then encountered the edge of the valley, then he made a turn to the point at which the valley became narrow, and was able at that point to throw the rope over the valley, and continued his measuring of, in the diagram we have another 1,000 amos, at which point he looked. The term tsofa means to look. So he looks at that point opposite where the city itself is, and notices a point that at that point the valley is no longer, and rather he's at a level surface of ground. And the Choser, and he goes there and continues his measurement, as you can see in the picture. After having measured so far 1,800 amos, he measures another 200 amos for a total of 2,000 amos, at which point is the end of the Tchum. The Gemara continues, Tanina Laha de Tanu Rabbanan. That means our Mishnah features or backs up, can serve as a source for that which is taught in the following Brisa. And here we go in the Brisa. The Tanaic source will reflect what we just learned. Hoya mode vigia hamido legai. He was measuring from outside the city, and then he got to a point where there was a guy, there was a valley. Im yochol lahavlio b'chevel shechamishim amo mavlio. If it's narrow enough that he can throw a rope over the valley, so he can do that. and thereby he doesn't measure at all the descent nor the ascent from the valley on the other side, but rather it's all included in the 50 amos of rope length, being that the width of the valley or the width of the canyon is less than 50 amos. Now, ve'im lav, if he cannot be mavliya the canyon because it's wider than 50 amos, holech lemokum shiochol lavlio umavlio v'tzofe v'chozer lemidoso. Then he does what we saw in picture 70 that we already described. Im hoyo gai meukam. Now, this issue of gai meukam, there are two lishonos in Rashi, and they are featured. The issue, as we say, is dealt with in the Rashi, where there are two lishonos, but one of the lishonos you can see is featured in diagram 76, where you have a valley, and meukam would mean that it's the descent is not such a it's not such a sheer vertical descent, but rather it's an incline that can be measured using the method called makadirin. So in hoyo gai meukam, you can see in picture 76 in the upper right hand part of the picture some figures of men that are measuring with a rope, and if the guy is meukam, meaning it has this this incline that is Rashi calls noach lehiluch, means it's walkable. So makdir v'oile makdir v'yored. This process of makdir v'oile makdir v'yored is what's illustrated in illustration 75 and also in miniature form in 76, where a person will hold a rope opposite his midsection, and the person higher up on the hill will hold the rope opposite his feet, and then that person who was holding the rope by his feet will then turn around and raise the rope to his midsection, and the other fellow will hold the rope at his feet as they ascend the incline and likewise descend the decline. This type of measurement basically gives you a horizontal measure without factoring in the diagonal formed by the incline. So you're basically saving yourself in the measurement and thereby gaining a greater length in terms of the tchum. Higia l'koisel, we can look at diagram 77. If they're measuring their tchum and they encounter a wall, ein omrim yikov hakoisel, we don't say to penetrate the wall, make a hole in the wall, as you can see illustrated, but rather elo omdoi v'hoylech lo. Omdo means you estimate how wide the wall is and factor that estimated amount into your calculations, your tchum measurement, and continue measuring on the other side of the wall after having made an omed. An omed is, as we said, an estimation. The Gemara asks, we have another source that says, mavlioi v'chozer lemidoso, that in dealing with a wall, our Mishnah had mentioned that you are mavlia, and not what it says in this brisa omdo. The Gemara answers, Hosam nicho tashmishta, hocho lo nicho tashmishta. Let us glance at the Rashi. Bedenicho tashmishta, that means noach lihiluch tzasitz. It's walkable, maybe with some difficulty, but you can walk on the wall. There's a slope to it that's not such a sheer angle, but rather it's walkable. Gagon mislakid asor mitoch arbo. So, for example, a wall that as you're walking on its slope or on its wall, you will be reaching a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos. So, hasam kotoni mavlio im yochol. Under such circumstances, if the entire thickness of the wall is less than 50 amos, so then you can do the mavliya method of extending the rope over the entire wall, the rope that has the length of 50 amos, that's mavliya. Vimlav mekader, if it's, let's say, a wider wall, so then you'll do the mekadrin method of measuring, the midsection to foot method featured in diagram 75. That is in the case of nicho tashmishtes, where the wall is not a sheer, it's not just a sheer faced wall. However, if it's hocha lo nicho tashmishtes, it's a very, very steep wall. So then we say, as Rashi says, hocha bekoisel zokuf, it's a straight wall. Yoser midai, very straight, so that you can't possibly walk on it. So the kevan de lo chazi lehiluch, since it's not fit for walking, ain gova shipua ola lemidas atum. The height involved in the incline of the wall doesn't figure in the measurement of the tum, and then we say all you do is omneid. You estimate the thickness, and that's it. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Let us glance at diagram 81. Lo Shanu, the concept of Mekader, and again, Mekader was what we saw in diagram 75. That method of measuring is Lo Shanu Elo Shein Chut HaMishkolis Yoreid Kenegdoi. Chut HaMishkolis is something that we might refer to as a plumb line. It's a rope with a weight attached to the end that builders will use to establish a sheer drop, a direct vertical drop. If you want to build a wall, let's say, so at the top, you would set up a rope with a weight extending from it, dropping the line down, and where the weight reaches on the floor, so that establishes, that rope with the weight at the bottom would establish a vertical dimension. So the halacha of Mekadrin is said Elo She'ein Chut HaMishkolis Yered Kenegdo, where the plumb line does not fall directly beneath you. In other words, there's an element of sloping. The Gemara will get into more detail of what do we mean by a slope in this context, but if it's a sloping incline as opposed to a sheer drop, then we apply the Mekadrin method of measuring. Avol, the Gemara continues at the top of Omid Beis, Avochut HaMishkolis Yoreid Kenegdoi. You can look at diagram 82. If you have that happening, where the Chut HaMishkolis falls directly beneath you, and you have to look carefully at 82, and you can see where in the illustration this is featured. So then, what you have is you have a canyon with very sheer dropping walls. In such a case, modido medida yafe. That means you basically discount the incline because it is such a sharp drop, and you measure simply the floor of the canyon, and then continue your measure at the edge, at the opposite edge of the canyon on flat ground. The Gemara continues, V'kama oimkoi shel gai, how deep can the canyon be that we say that we apply the rule of mavlioi when the width is less than 50 amos across? So, given that you have a canyon less than 50 amos across, we have mentioned that you can be mavlia. That it means, again, throwing the 50 amma rope across and basically discounting the decline and subsequent incline on the other side. So under what circumstances, depth-wise, do we allow for havlo? So note the structure of the Gemara. We have two Lishonos, Roman numeral 1, and a few lines later we have an Iko D'Amri with a Roman numeral 2, two versions of Rav Yosef. So in Roman numeral number 1, Omar Rav Yosef, Alpayim, we can look at diagram 83. So what do you see there? A canyon with a width of no more than 50 amos. The depth of this is 2,000 amos. If it has those statistics, not more than 2,000 of depth, and less than 50 amos across, so then we say Mavlio. However, if it's deeper than that, then we will say Mekader. Then you do have to do the Mekadrin method of measuring, even though the width of the canyon is less than 50 amos. Eisfe Abaye raises an objection, and this objection is featured in illustration 84. We see in this source Omoik Mea, Kuf is 100, the Roichav Chamishim Avlio, if the canyon has a depth of 100 amos, width of no more than 50, then you can do Havla, V'imlav, Ein Mavlio. If not, meaning it's deeper than 100 amos, then you cannot rely on Havla. And Rav Yosef says, it can be much deeper than 100 amos, it can be up to 2,000 amos of depth, and you can still do Havla. The Gemara answers, Hu di Omar ki acherim Rav Yosef, who was lenient in giving you up to 2,000 amos of depth, and still you can rely on Mavlian. He is based on the opinion of the Acherim, the Sanya, Acherim Omrim. In the following source, you see that which Rav Yosef said, Afilu Omoik Alpayim, V'roichav Chamishim Avlio, even if the depth reaches 2,000 amos, and the width of the canyon is no more than 50 amos, you can totally discount the depth, the decline, and subsequent incline by throwing the rope across the canyon and accounting for 50 amos, and continuing your measure of the tum on the other side. Iko D'Amri. Now a second version of Rav Yosef, from Rav Yosef Afilu Yeser Me'alpayim, is illustrated in illustration 85. Even if the depth of the canyon is more than 2,000 amos, you can still rely on Havla. The Gemara asks, Keman, well, this version of Rav Yosef is like whom? Doloka Tanakam or Doloka Cherim. It doesn't correspond to the Tanakam who spoke about a depth of 100, nor does it correspond to the Achim who spoke about a depth up till 2,000. The Gemara answers, Hosam, the Machlokes between the Tanakam and the Achim, which gave you, let's say, somewhat limited amount with regard to depth, She'ein chutamishkulis yurid kenegdo, where the drop into the canyon, the decline was such that the plumb line didn't create a vertical descent. That's where, again, ein chutamishkulis, this plumb line does not descend directly beneath you. So there's an element of sloping to it, so that you can. Then we can expect of you to measure the tchum using the Mekadrin method. Hocha, however, the din of Rav Yosef that allows for Havla even more than 2,000 amos, that's Bechut HaMishkos Yared Kenegdo. That's a case where the plumb line basically falls right beneath you. And now the Gemara focuses on that element. This phenomenon of chut hamishkos yerei kenegdo, what do you mean by that? V'chi ein chut hamishkos yerei kenegdo ad kamo. When we speak about the plumb line not falling beneath you, so ad kamo, to what point does the weight at the bottom distance itself from where you are? In a lateral sense, even though you're high up and the weight is way down, we're talking about a horizontal measure. So what we're dealing with right now is, you can see that this is featured in illustration 81, for example. So what would be an example of Ein HaChut? Ein Chut HaMishkus Yored Kenegdo. So up till what point is it called not Kenegdo? Omar Avimi, Arba. V'chein Toni Romi Bar Yecheskel, Arba. They teach four Amos. In other words, if the plumb line is a distance of four Amos or more from where you are located, again, in a horizontal measure. So if you look at illustration 81, so the Aleph represents a plumb line dropping. If the wall were like that, that would be a situation of Yored Kenegdo literally, where the weight reaches, falls under you literally. Where the Gimel is located, so that would be an area distant from where your feet are. And where the base is located, you could see it's even further away from where your feet are located. So that if that distance is more than four amos, then it would be called Ein Chut HaMishkos Yered Kenegdo, and we would apply the method of measuring accordingly, as we mentioned before. However, if it's within four amos, it's a fairly sheer drop. And as we said, this is illustrated not only in 81, but also in 82. You can see what we're referring to. If it's a very sharp drop, even if it's somewhat angular, but it's within four amos laterally of where your feet are located, so then we would say mavlian. Higia lahar mavlio v'chozer limidoso. The Gemara, and again, you have to note that we have here, there are two Lishonos in this upcoming section of Gemara, and they are, with our markings, we've called them Aleph, and a few lines later you'll see a Beis, at which point you might notice a squiggle underline Masni Lekula, which means he teaches this in a more lenient form. So, Omar Rava Loi Shanu, the Halacha of Mavlin, where the Mishnah mentioned if you encounter a mound, a har literally is a mountain, some type of mountain or protrusion above the ground. So mavlio, Rava qualifies as lo shanu elo bahar hamislaket asora mitoch arba. It's a very steep type of protrusion where it reaches a height of 10 tfochim within 4 amos. As you're walking along 4 amos and you start to starts to rise, you within 4 amos of walking, you will have reached a height of 10 tfochim. That's called a sharp incline, and we can apply havlo'a to that. The mavlin, once again, is throwing the rope across the width of this mountain, and all you are measuring is the horizontal, discounting, not factoring any element of the incline. Avol, behar hamislaket asora mitoch chamesh, modido medido yofe. If, however, it's a gradual incline, namely that you will reach a height of 10 tfochim as you walk along 5 amos, or more, of course, so that's a gradual incline, then you measure it as if it's flat ground. That's modido medido yofe, regular measurement, regular tchum measurement, without havlo and without kidur. Kidur we featured before in illustration 75, but you don't do either. You don't do havlo nor kidur, but rather a regular method of measuring. That's, of course, what we've learned already, where the two people holding the rope, each one holds it opposite their chest. Rav Huna brei de Rav Noson masni lekula. And now we have a more lenient version of this. And Rashi says masni lekula bahar meshupa. Hu deboinon havlo kidur. Mishupa means a gradual incline. That when you have a gradual incline, we allow you to do havlo or kiddur, which are methods of measuring that enable you to have a longer tum, avo bezokuf oimed balmo. When it comes to something very sheer, sheer-faced wall, vertical type wall, then all we expect of you is omit. Not, you don't even have to bother with any measuring per se, just an estimation. That's called a leniency. So in the Gemara, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Noson, Masni Lekula, Omar Rava Lo Shanu, the Mishnah that spoke about Mavlian or possibly Mekadrin, that's Elo Bahar Hamislaket Asora Mito Chomesh. That's when it's a somewhat gradual incline. You are allowed to do Havlah or Kidur, Avo Bahar Mislaket Asor Mitoch Dalet, a har, a mountain that reaches a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos, then Omdo Vaholech Lo. Then all you have to do is estimate the width of that har, and that's the amount that the har will account for, and you continue your measurement on the other side. Ubuvav Shelo Yetze Chutz Litchum. And this is something that we spoke about in the Mishnah, and we referred to diagrams 71 and 72. The Rashi there presents two lishonos in understanding what the problem is, but let's take just for the sake of simplicity, if we take diagram number 72, the top of 117. What happened there? He was measuring outside the city, came to a point, a valley, a guy, which was wide, and he couldn't do Mavlian. So the Mishnah taught that you can go to a point where you could Mavlian, and this was something we saw in illustration 70, and continue your measurement on the other side. However, if in order to get to a point where the guy is narrow enough that you could do Mavlian, you would have to leave the tum of the city. In other words, you would have to turn to the side of the city and walk more than 2,000 amos to the side of the city, as you can see illustrated in picture 72 on page 117 in the Pirush Chai. If that is what you would do, we say you cannot do that, because that involves getting to the point of the guy where you can do Mavlian, where the Aleph is, where the 50 Amma notation is. You would have had to go more than 2,000 Ammas beyond the city to the side. What problem does this create? The Gemara explains, my time, why is this a problem? Amrav Kana, Gzero Shemo Yomru, we are fearful that people will say, Midas Tchumin Bo'o Lekan. People will think that the Tchum to the side of the city, the 2,000 Amos, reaches that point where the Aleph appears in the illustration. Because you have gone to that point in measuring, in trying to accomplish Havlah, people think that the actual distance from the city till that point is within the Tchum. So it creates a wrongful impression. Im Eino, the Gemara continues, Im Eino Yochol Lahavlio, Tonu Rabbonon. Ketzad Mekadrin. How is Mekadrin accomplished? So this we've spoken about numerous times, and here the Gemara cites the source, and we can refer back to illustration 75. How is Mekadrin accomplished? Tachton Keneged Libo, the person lower down on the hill as they're measuring the incline. So the lower person holds the rope opposite his chest, Elyon Keneged Margoloisov, and the lower person, the person higher up on the hill, holds the rope opposite his feet. Now, this accomplishes, as we've said in the past, the measurement of the horizontal measure without factoring in the diagonal formed by the incline. In other words, all you are measuring is a horizontal. That's what we accomplish by doing Mekadrin, as is illustrated in 75. Omar Abaye, Nikitinon, Ein Mekadrin, Elo, Bechevel, Shel, Arba, Amois. We have Nikitinos, we have a tradition, our Mesorah is that Mekadrin is done with a rope of 4 Amos. That, of course, is in contrast to the standard tchum measurement of using a 50 amo length rope. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabo Bar Avua, Ein Mekadrin Lo Be'eglo Arufa V'lo Ba'ori Miklat Mitnei Shehein Shel Torah. There are other areas of halacha that involve measuring, and one is Eglo Arufa. That's the situation where a murder victim is found between two cities, and you have to measure to the closer city, and they will do the Eglo Arufa ceremony. So you don't do the Mekadrin method of measuring when you're dealing with the Eglo Arufa. There, you will measure inclines and declines as you encounter them in a simple measuring fashion, without trying to, what we'll call, say, save distance through a Mekadrin method. And likewise, with regard to Orei Miklat, there is a halacha that these Orei Miklat are the cities of refuge for someone who killed inadvertently. So the halacha is that not only does the city serve as a protection from the nearest of kin of the victim, but the tchum of the Ir Miklat also serves as protection. Now, in measuring the tchum of Ir Miklat, which is a Torah-level halacha, just like Eglo Arufa is, we do not do Mekadrin, but in such cases, in measuring the 2,000 amas around an Ir Miklat, you measure in a simple, straight-out measuring fashion, factoring in the any inclines and declines that you may encounter. The Mishnah. Ein moidedin elo min hamumche. Measurement is done only by someone who is expert in measuring. Riba lamokom echad umi eight lamokom acher. If you look at illustration 95, that might help to see what the Mishnah is referring to. You see an illustration 95 on page 123 in the Pirush Chai. So you have a city, and one measurement led to a given point, 2,000 amos from the city, and on the lower corner of the city, someone measured 2,000 amos and put his marker down at a point that was, we'll say, closer into the city than the marker placed by the person measuring from the upper corner of the city. So there is a discrepancy. Which marker is to be relied upon for establishing the real 2,000 amos? So we say, the Mishnah says, Shomin lemokom shiriba. The further marker is that which we will rely on. So that it's true, the measuring itself takes place on before Shabbos. So someone who's walking out of the city on Shabbos and notices this discrepancy, he is entitled to continue walking to the further mark, relying on that as the accurate or the reliable 2,000 amah point. The Mishnah now mentions something that appears to be redundant, and the Gemara will focus on this problem later. It says, Riba le'echod umiyet le'echod, shoymin le'meruba. More by one and less than the other, we rely on the greater amount. Ve'afilu, even v'afilu shivcho ne'monim lomar ad kan tchum Shabbos. Even people who in other areas of testimony one would not rely on, a slave, a bondmaid, they are reliable to testify that a given point outside the city is still within the tchum of Shabbos. Shelo omru chachomim es hadover lahachmir elo lahokel. This topic of tchumin was stated by the Rabbanan not to be a source of stringency, but rather a source of leniency. And as a result of this concept of being lenient within the realm of Tumen, so you see a leniencies that the Mishnah just taught. The Gemara continues at the top of Nun Tes Omen Aleph, and we question the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if they were riba lemokum echad and miet lemokum achis, you rely on the mokum shiriba. So it sounds like it's saying that you rely on the greater distance and you cannot rely on the lesser distance. Lamokom Shariba in Lamokom Shamiate Lo. How can that be? Does that make any sense to say you can rely on the extent of the tchum to the greater length and not to the lesser length? But is it not so that the lesser length is included in the greater length? Amo, so rather say what the understanding is, af Lamokom Shariba. Not that Mokom Shiba is to the exclusion of Mokom Shemiyat, but rather you are allowed to rely even till the Mokom Shiba, even to the greater length. And of course, you can go as far as the lesser length is concerned, but you can go beyond the city even more than that, even till the more distant marker. The Gemara now asks the question that we posed in reading the Mishnah, Riba li'echod, umiyat le'echod. The Mishnah had said on the third line of the Mishnah had mentioned this, and it said the Mishnah ruled Shomin le Merubah. So the Gemara asks, Hasu Lomali, why do I need this phrase? Hainuhach. This is the same as the previous phrase in the Mishnah, which spoke about Riba Lamakom Echad. You rely on the greater length. So the Gemara answers, Hochi Koomar. This second phrase of the Mishnah is to be understood thusly. Riba echad umiyat echad. In other words, there are two people that are measuring. We're not talking about two separate points as we did when we focused in illustration 95, two separate points in the measuring, but rather we're talking about two people that are measuring at the same location. One ends his 2,000 amas a bit beyond his friend, and so the Mishnah says Shoymin Loze Shariba. We rely on this person whose length came out to be greater, more distant than his friend that was with him. Omar Abaye. The idea of this leniency of allowing you to go further than the further distance is ubilvad. He qualifies it, and we should also look at illustration 96 at the same time. This is found at the top of page 124 in the Pirush Chai. So Abaye says, "Ubavat shelo yarba yoiser mimidas ho'ir ba'lachsoina." The discrepancy shall be no more than a discrepancy of what would, in effect, be 800 amos. Now, how do we get to that? So Rashi explains. Let's read the Rashi together. This Rashi will also serve as a review of previous sugyas that we have already learned in this perek. Rashi shelo yarba yosumi midasir balachsona v'afilu ribo shiur gadol. Even if the greater length is significantly greater, the leko lemisli b'mesichas hachevel, where a discrepancy might be so great that we can't say that it's just a function of his, let's say, stretching the rope. Nevertheless, talinun be betos halachson, we will say that the discrepancy is a result of the issue of the alachson, the issue of the diagonal. The amrinon, we say as follows. This is how we reason and explain the difference. We say ze hoya boki b'medida. The one who gave the greater length was more expert in measuring. V'niach tavlo shel tchumen keneged hakeren v'alachson. He took the tavlo, we can say, is a figurative plate of that measures 2,000 by 2,000 amos, and placed that plate at the corner of the city. As you can see illustrated in illustration 96, you see on the upper left-hand corner of that illustration a plate measuring 2,000 by 2,000, and its corner, its point or its corner, is placed opposite the corner marked Gimel of the city. And he did that, thereby establishing a diagonal that is more than 2,000 amos, because the side of that square is 2,000 amos, the diagonal is 2,800 amos. V'zeh modad alpayim me'emsa hakeren. The person giving you the lesser distance, what he did was he measured 2,000 amos from the corner itself, as is indicated on the upper right-hand side of that diagram. And as a result of that, the hifsid es hazovios ko alachsoin shel alpayim. By measuring a diagonal of 2,000 amos, the side of that square actually measures 1,428 amos. So he will be giving you a lesser tchum, giving you less, 572 amos less than what you have coming to you. Now, we mentioned before, maybe inaccurately, 800 amos. The 800 amo number that we mentioned before is the discrepancy between the placing of the 2,000 by 2,000 amo at the corner of the city, as the left-hand corner of that illustration suggests, as opposed to placing the, as opposed to measuring the tum in a diagonal fashion, as the right-hand corner indicates. Aval im ribo yoser mikach ein lonu bamel litlos, Rashi says. However, if, let us say, the tum measure directly outside the city creates a discrepancy, or there is a discrepancy of more than 572 amos directly outside the city, then we can't explain that discrepancy, and we won't allow you to rely on the greater measure. Shelo omru chachomim es hadovor lahachmir elo lahokel. Our Mishnah had mentioned that the leniencies regarding tchum, for example, relying on the testimony of an eved or a shivcha, is a function of the fact that the chachomim mentioned a tchumin as a leniency as opposed to a stringency. So we can be lenient. The Gemara asks, "V'atanya lo amru chachomim es hadavar lahokel lahachmir." We have a source that says just the opposite, that the laws of tchum were stated not as a leniency but as a stringency. The Gemara answers and resolves these two sources. Amar Ravina, lo lahokel al divrei Torah elo lahachmir al divrei Torah. The whole institution of tchum is a rabbinic institution, not to be a leniency on the Torah, but rather an addition to the Torah, an additional stringency vis-a-vis the Torah. In other words, as far as the Torah itself is concerned, there is no limitation as to how far a person can walk out of his house on Shabbos. In other words, we speak about a tchum of being 2,000 amos beyond one's house. As far as the Torah is concerned, you are not limited to 2,000 amos beyond your city. You can walk further than that. Rashi's lashon is, "Demidoraisa lo mitzri midi v'inhu gozer." From the Torah standpoint, there is no restriction whatsoever, and the Rabbanan came along and imposed a stringency, this gzeira that we refer to as tchumin. So now, once we've established that the institution or the concept of tchum is rabbinic, tchumin de Rabbanan. So within the realm of tchumin, you're in a rabbinic realm. So if there's any issue or a discrepancy that arises, or a question of upon whom to rely, we can afford to be lenient, because the area known as tchum, the halachic area known as tchumim, is rabbinic. So when you have a rabbinic issue, they can tell you that within our realm of halacha, we tell you here you can be lenient. However, the entire institution of tchum per se is a rabbinic stringency superimposed on what the Torah expects of us. Before we close our shiur, let us just remind you that we can be reached at our email address, gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.